good morning, good morning. We played that oldie but a goodie for Dr. Hensler.
Yes, sir.
Who is goofing off today. Who said he was going to be here, but decided to take a break. Well, we don't need him anyway.
He has a luxury need him doing that, anyway. I guess, with his name on the front door. Yeah,
but I'm telling you right now, staff!
Uh-oh.
We're going to have Bill and Ted's Big Adventure is Your Money Man.
Coming soon.
Or little Ebony and Ivory, right? We can get Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, right?
Hey, hey.
What?
I guess, yeah.
Was that not a song that
That's
they sang together?
That's a good song, you know. But
So, and oh, by the way, we are joined by Brian Borngesser, who's with our Hensler Norton Insurance Division, and we're going to be talking about some insurance things as the show goes on. So you feel free to jump in here when you have something valuable to add.
Yes.
All right, you won't hear much from me.
Otherwise,
zip it. Now, Teddy, we are, you know, I want to spend some time today talking about, you know, not only what happened with economics and the earnings and, you know, all the stuff that's going on, but I think we should focus on later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
How one might evaluate a stock,
uh-oh,
or one might evaluate a mutual fund.
Okay.
Okay. Just for the layman at home,
mm-hmm,
you know, because we don't need to tell them about the Ouija board and the,
yeah,
and
yeah, the I got you.
Magic eight ball, that mm-hmm kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have a magic eight ball.
We have one though.
Yes. They're talking in my ear. We have one at the table.
Yeah.
So, earnings.
Well, that's the big story. You know, we're smack dab in the middle of earnings season, and things look pretty good this week. I think what has been very surprising is the industrial sector, you know, Boeing, Illinois Tool Works, and the like have really come out with great numbers, and that has driven the market higher. Also, a little company by the name of Apple came out with numbers that were so far ahead of expectations and surprised everyone that the stock was up over $50 on Wednesday.
You don't see it going from 600 to 1,000, do you?
It could happen. I think their growth, they have a lot of products coming up, iPhone 5, and then there's talk of this television, ITV gaining momentum or coming out. I mean, it's possible, but I wouldn't bet on it in the near term. If they continue to grow at a steady clip, I could see it happening.
So you should
over
see more
of a years
realistic,
yeah,
10%
not
a year.
Not 60% in one year, yeah, to date. I mean, in the first quarter or so. I mean, that's just irrational, I think. But, I mean, the stock's still pretty cheap.
All right.
Based on its P.E. valuation, its price to book, and all of that.
If you wanted to take a position in it, 1% of the portfolio or something, that's not obnoxious.
I would not be afraid to take a position in Apple right now if I don't own any. Okay. I wouldn't add to, you know.
And you certainly don't want to own it at 10% of your portfolio.
No, I would trim back. That's just, that would add volatility,
right,
to the portfolio.
Okay. Now, they had good earnings. What about UPS today?
UPS didn't have such great numbers. They weren't that awful. I think they still were consistent with the economy growing, and some of their peers did okay. And then you had Norfolk Southern, which you can make the argument are in similar business, not the exact same transportation business, but nonetheless transportation. And, you know, they had great numbers this week. The industrials did extremely well. Pepsi came out today. Their numbers matched, even though it didn't really go up very much. But, you know, all in all, we've seen earnings that are ahead of expectations, sales that are ahead of expectations. Actually, earnings are up 8%. We expected 6% coming into the quarter. So, I mean, so far so good. We're about 50% of the way there for the S&P 500. And it's going to be very heavy with earnings tomorrow and next week. And I think by the end of the tally, we'll be ahead of expectations and on to the next quarter. And then we'll get employment figures next week. And hopefully we add at least 200,000.
Yeah,
also,
breath.
This week we had some housing figures that, you know, weren't all that great, but the pending sales were up. Durable goods numbers were actually down 4.2%, which was a surprise. And the Fed came out yesterday and really didn't change any of their policies or their language.
So let's talk about housing just for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, maybe this hasn't come across in the last couple of shows or the last mm-hmm couple of months we've been talking about housing. I'm not sure why anybody should be surprised that the overall market for housing is still declining mm-hmm. when you had almost a year there mm-hmm. where there were no foreclosures or very few foreclosures, and you didn't have the banks, you know, as they're trying to negotiate their way out mm-hmm. of the trouble they're in, didn't have the banks, you know, really pushing people out.
Yep.
And so now that they've sort of negotiated their way out of that, mm-hmm. what are they doing?
Yep.
They're pushing people out.
Yeah.
You know, so, I, you know, we've said this before. Housing in the certain areas mm-hmm. of the market are doing better than others.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be buying a home today. Because yep. unless you plan to sell it tomorrow, there's no reason not to own a home today.
And affordability is at a really good level. And you're seeing more and more people, new family formations ticking up. And also...
But even from an investment point of view. All right. Well, it's been a slice of heaven. Don't forget to email us your important financial questions at drgene@hensler.com.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.